at the fight back with his maiden one-day international ton before Ashton Turner steered them home with 84 not out. In NRL news, Paul Gallen has said he would walk out on the Sharks and Rugby League if Cronulla's 2016 Premiership was ever stripped over salary cap issues. And the NRL's new stand-down policy will be fast-tracked today to stop Jack DeMellon playing for the Dragons. League bosses will finalise the new law approved by the Commission Board, with DeMellon due to return to the Federal Court this Thursday. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Aussies love 7-Eleven's freshly ground dollar coffee, so much so that 2 cups are sold every second. That's 80 million cups a year. Taste what all the fuss is about at 7-Eleven. Good call. Slow traffic, Granville, Parramatta Road, just past Wonderville Road, C4th over the Spit Bridge down towards Mossman. Slow congested traffic there. You're on the brakes, the M5, King George's Road, down towards the M5 East Tunnel, city-bound traffic. Domain Homes gives you upfront pricing that always includes standard site costs. Price your new home today at domainhomes.com.au. T's and C's apply. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cossie brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Race into autumn with the all-new Muswellbrook Cup Day, Friday, March 29, featuring the Muswellbrook Gold Cup. Come and enjoy an authentic, relaxed country racing experience at the TAB Country Race Club of the Year. Get your tickets now at muswellbrookraceclub.com.au.
Friday nights have come alive at Winnie Park with the brand new Friday Night Lightning Series. The Big Dash of the Dogs will feature the fastest greyhounds around, whilst we party at the park with Sydney's coolest DJs. Grab your mates and get down to the Dogs at Wentworth Park this Friday from 5 p.m. and ride the mechanical bull, belt out the national anthem, and take a splash in the lightning hot tub. Friday Night Lightning is the hottest ticket in town. Entry is just $5 at the gate. This is an event you don't want to miss. Head to the Friday Night Lightning Facebook page for more info, and we'll see you at the Dogs.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:05, racing today at Hawke's Creek. Jeff Haynes is the track manager and he joins me. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, John.
Have you had any rain at all, or have you had to go for the irrigation?
Well, let me tell you, on Saturday I reckon it rained for 3 hours. I got 1 mil. It was just nothing. It was disappointing, but... We've had about 4 or 5 mil for the week, but man, we need it badly like everybody else, mate.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable how selective Mother Nature can be at times, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And we had a day yesterday, it was supposed to be 31 degrees, got up to 38. It was, yeah, just caught us out off guard a little bit. So we ended up putting a couple of mil irrigation last night just to take the edge off. And yeah, it's come up really well, mate.
All right, how have you officially rated today, Jeff?
We rated a good 3. Grant Buckley went around this morning and said it's just just nice into the 3. We left plenty of grass on it, so... Got a little bit of give in it, but there's a bit of a breeze here this morning, and it looks like it's going to be about 31, 32 degrees, so come to the first race, will be genuine 3 months.
All right. Now, the rail, where's that?
We've left it in a true position. We raced 2 weeks ago with those two race meets in 3 days and held up really well, so racing in the true again today, and we've got a pretty busy schedule. We've got 5 meetings in 5 weeks leading up to our standalone, so we're going to try and use the true position as much as we can. And move it out later into early April and back in for the standalone. So, yep, true position, mate, and plenty of grass on it.
I was just going to say, it sounds like your grass has copped this pretty well.
Yeah, it's held up really well. We had a good break over the Christmas break, and those 2 meetings in 3 days, even though we had a little bit of, I think, a soft five on the second day for the championships, but raced really well and recovered well. About a 2 week break, so we put plenty of water on it, and the cod key is still growing pretty well, but. I think once the cooler nights have come along, it'll slow down a bit, but at this stage, going beautifully, mate.
How many days a week do you have to put water on, Jeff, to keep it up to scratch?
Well, we rely on how the weather is, plus we gallop on the course proper a few days a week. I would say about 5 days.
Gee whiz.
Sometimes it takes us, say, 10 hours to put 6 mil on, so it's a fairly long stretch, and get windy days, and you've got to stop watering by 2:30 in the morning before the horses start coming on, so... Your time frame's not that big, so, yeah, we water about 4 or 5 days a week, mate.
Yeah, it's almost like drawing up a roster, isn't it? There's a lot of planning.
It certainly is, mate, yeah.
Too right. Well, good luck today. Let's hope all goes well.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Haynes, the track manager at Hawkesbury. 10:08 at Sky Sports Radio. Libby Hopwood joins me. Morning, Lib.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And our thoughts are with all the jocks who came down yesterday at Tamworth, too. That was one of those things you just hate to see on a racetrack. And a couple of them got operations today, so we wish them all the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't see the fall. I make a point of not watching falls these days, but glad that everybody's come through it. Obviously, there's going to be recovery time, but that's the most we can ask for.
Yeah, too right. Now, the first today, we've got a maiden, 2100. One celebrator is 350, two Ephesian, 16. Three expired time, 21. Four out, five waterline, 81. Six brilliant mind, $1.75. Sevens out, eight Diva Perron, 15. Nine Dominica Rose, 480. And 10 Rose of War is $34. So the favourite here is number six brilliant mind, $1.75.
And does look the hardest to beat, but that was quite short for me. So I actually went celebrator. Now, he's had quite a few opportunities now. He's an 18 start maiden, but he's the money 50% of the time that he goes around. He's found some good form. He's racing quite well. Last start was just a little bit short for him. I felt after a freshen up, he was back to the 1,500 metres, just whacked away into a placing there. But I think up to a bit more ground now, more suitable for him. He's drawn nicely. He gets a 1.5 kilo claim. Whilst he's been going around a few times, I've never actually tipped him on top before, but I'm doing so today because I think this looks his race. I think lucky start number 19, celebrator can get the job done. Over number six, Brilliant Mind, who is the one to beat. He's only lightly raced, so he's on the other end of the spectrum. Loomed up to win last night at this track, but was run over by Eugenio. He's another one that faces the rise of trip, and it looks perfect for him. Ephesian's racing quite well, but just another one struggling to get that victory. He hasn't been far away, and he's plus four runs. And then we have expired time. He's been around the mark without threatening this time in. A little bit one-gutted last start at Golden over the mile, so perhaps a little bit more ground to suit him as well. Can find a minor position from the good gate and with a 3 kilo claim. 1, 6, 2, and 3.
Now, you mentioned Celebrator. He's won a lot of placings, and I think Brooke Summers, the trainer, the other day said he's my Tom Melvin.
Certainly is.
Affectionately, yeah. All right, now race two, over 1,400, one Pacific Legend, 370, two Little Arnie, 10, three Reeves Regent, 7, four Zound, 5, Lily Astrolatus, 480, six Live the Moment, 8, 7 and 8 out, 9 Brunetta, 240, 10 Sailor V, 61, 11, 12, 13 out. The favourite, 240, number 9 Brunetta.
Been knocked around by scratchings a little bit this race, and as a result of that, Pacific Legend is now on top for me after a top pick originally came out twice, actually. I quite liked this horse on debut at Warren. I tipped him on top on that day, provided going against my general instincts, which is to have race fitness over the top of trial fitness, and that's what brought him on stuck. He just lacked that little bit of race fitness and faded the last 50, but it was a good debut on performance. He's got that experience now, and I think he can just be well open to natural improvement leading into this. Number 9, Brunetta, the one to beat. She's stepping down from city grade, and she's been okay in those races as well. She's peaking third up when coming into this race, and another fellow looks perfect for her. Number 3, Reeve of Regents, kicked off his prep fairly well last start when he went around at this track. He was bumped out of the gates, and he wanted to overrace a touch mid-race. He's still chased reasonably well, considering, and he's only going to be better for the run. And then Lily Astolat, who wasn't beaten too far on debut, and another one opens for more natural improvement. And she does come into calculations after the scratching. 1, 9, 3, and 5.
Now the third is a maiden 1100, 1, 2, 3 out, 4 Zat 23, 5 and 6 out, 7 Impurity 4, 8 Swizzler 750, 9, 10 out, 11 Foliage 12, 12 Shadow Ace 7. Number 13, Silk Touch, 7. 14, St. Covered Spirit, 11. 15, Bonanova's Dream, 330. 16, Glamour Factor, 10. 17 out. 18, Kinvara Star, 101. 330 favoured. 15, Bonanova's Dream.
Follow with Glamour Factor. She was just off the speed last night at Musselbrook and looked like she was racing in restricted room. And I don't think she really liked that. She looked like she would have had more to offer had she had more galloping room. So she gets that today. I think she's a good opportunity, peaking third up, and she gets the blinkers on for the first time, which might just help her. Even if she's in that restricted room, it might just help her focus on the job. I thought she looked a little bit looky in amongst them last part. Number 15, Bonanova's Dream, was just a run for this filly on debut at Wyong. That was last track. All of her trials around that have been very good, and she beat Pretorius in a recent trial. He was scratched this morning. He was one of the horses that was right in the market. She just needs to bring her trial form to race day today to be very competitive. Number 7, Impurity, is a 14 at start maiden, so she has the best year far away of late. Trucked into it quite well last start and chased quite hard, but does need to overcome an awkward alley. And then number 12, Shadow Ash, who's a fast starter, but I quite liked her most recent trial. She went to the line largely held together and certainly looked like she had a few more lengths up her sleeve. 16, 15, 7 and 12.
Race 4, 1 Legislation, 21, 2 Phuket, 340, 3's out, 4 Dunnerton, 370, 5 Amalak Millie, 850, 6 Cyclonite, 380, 7 Fine Hero, 650, 8 4 More Millers, 15, and 9 Karingal Star, 12. Favourite 340, number 2 Phuket.
Yeah, he's chasing a hat trick, but I've gone Karingal Star to usurp him. He was well away in the most recent trial at Goulburn, sat just behind the feed and given a little bit of a shake-up, and it was a good push out and a run down to the line. Now, they put him back in the trials because last time that he went around at Kembla, he tried to buck out of the gates, came out and dropped his head. But they've given him a month freshen up, that good trial. They've also put a Norton bit and a stallion chain on this guy for the very first time, so I'm assuming he should be listening with those gear changes. It's pretty hard to misbehave with them on. He's drawn quite nicely with just a 55 kilo. So Karingal Star bounced back before. Over number 7, Fine Hero, who was the last start winner at Gloucester in the same grade as this. Chased quite well there. He does come up and wait. He's a good chance for the double. Phuket chasing a hat trick. He's obviously racing very, very well. He needs tough sport to win both of those. And then number 4, Dunnerton, to round them out. He's been solid this time in. He's been racing quite well in town. And last start he was here, that was only a couple of starts ago, he was just narrowly beaten. This guy always gets a long way back and is always to the line, so speed will be key for his chances. 9, 7, 2 and 4.
All right, race 5, 1 Chabrit, $2.90, number 2 Daycor, $2.60, 3 Vetter, $2.60, 4 is out, 5 Captain Courageous, $16, 6 out, 7 Chamfer, $17, 8 Lewinsky, $41, and 9 Engaging is $34. Equal favourites here, 2 Daycor and 3 Vetter, $2.60, just ahead of 1 Chabrit at $2.90.
Yeah, I went to have Daycor, so one of the favourites. She was very quickly away last night at Gloucester. She travelled quite well in front and she booted clear. She was essentially in trial on that day. She was miles too good for the horses around her. My only concern is she seems to be best performed on heavy going. So she loves the rain-affected track. And today, as we just heard, it's going to be quite firm out there today. And there's been plenty of sunshine around and plenty of breeze. So she'll be on a good feed today, which is just the only concern. It stands to reason that a horse that can get through a heavy track should improve on better going, but she might be a duck. So there's a query on her, but I think she's going to improve, and I think she's a good chance for the double from barrier one. Over number 5, Captain Courageous, who's the last start winner at this track. He's another one that ran for. He led, kicked hard, and ran fairly solid sectionals, and he wasn't too far away to start prior to that either, so he's found some nice ball. Number 1, Chabrit is resuming. He's had 17 weeks in the paddock, but he's had two strong trials leading into this, and he did win fresh last prep. So he does race quite well fresh this horse. He was in some pretty tough races last prep, and he was okay in those races as well. This looks a good race for him to kick off his preparation. And then number 3, Vetter. Vetter was solid when resuming last run at Gosford, given every possible there, but certainly needed the run, and he did win second up last preparation, so I'll likely improve it today. 2, 5, 1, and 3.
Now, race 6, the class 1, 1300. 1 Cloak is 320. 2 Adonis Victorious, 9. 3 Morpheus, 3 even. 4 Momentum Amethyst, 650. 5 Brown Thomas, 11. 6 Winches, 9. 7 out. 8 Night Ride, 18. 9 out. 10 Chiang Mai Express, 21. 11 LBD is 17. And number 12 Disperse, 51. The favourite, 3 even. Number 3 Morpheus.
Now, I went quite wide in this race. I wasn't really happy with a lot of these horses' last start replays. So as a result, I've settled on LBD. She looks to have come back in quite well. She was quickly away last start, rolled forward, took the cutaway, loomed up to win, and then just felt the pinch late. But that was fresh. Prior to that, she actually trialled quite well as well. So she looks like she's found some form this time in, but she is that price because this is the first bit of form that she's found. All of her starts prior to this were ordinary, so there's a lot of trust involved in LBD that she's going to continue on. She does look to have come back in better this prep. Number 1, Cloak, was just okay away last start at Gosford, and he settled back. It took him a little while to wind up into the straight, so I originally had this one on top. So I found him a little bit one better to the line, but he would have needed that run. That was fresh. That was first up on a heavy. This horse is already Group 3 placed. He by far has the standout form in the race, and he's a big-looking type of horse as well. So with the 61.5 kilos, I don't think it'll be too much of a concern from him, especially from the inside draw. Number 3, Morpheus, kicked off his prep well last start. At this track, he chased well, and he has one second up, so he can certainly figure. And then number 6, Winch, who I tried to have this horse on top as well based on its form. Fairly consistent, this horse. Held a placing last start at Mara, but another one. So I thought just a little bit one out of line. 11, 1, 3, and 6.
Now, the final event, race 7, class 1, 1600, one out. Number 2 on the take, 210. 3 Tuesday special, a late scratching. 4 See What She Brings, 3 even. 5 Russian Romeo, 460. 6 Uberlux, 750. 7 out, 8 Bossy Rose, 26. 9 out, and 10 Ala Capella, 17. Favourite $2.10, number 2 on the take.
Yeah, another race that's been really knocked around by scratching. So on the take, finds herself on top here. I did actually like her prior to the Tuesday special. I imagine she'll fight in a fair bit more now that Tuesday's come out of this. But I had her on top originally. She missed the kick last night at Hawke's Springs. It'll back the last as a result of that. And she was quite happy to mind her business out the back there as well. She looks like a lovely type of horse to ride. She was very polite. And then when she switched off heels down the straight, she chased well, but she just couldn't quite get there. The horse whose heels she came off of was the eventual winner. So it just had that little bit of a head start on her, and she just couldn't quite get it. But she's right in this, peaking third up coming into this, gets the blinkers on for the first time, and her trying to get a beautifully pushy run. Number 4, See What She Brings, is better last start at Hawke's Creek. Certainly improved with the race fitness on her side. Leans up to win, but another one that just couldn't quite get a head down on the punch. Number 5, Russian Romeo, has been okay without threatening to climb in. He does come back in trip for this, but he's rock-hard fit and well-weighted. And then number 6, Uberlux, who ran fourth in the same grade here last start. So she only needs to maintain to be around the mark, and she certainly comes well into this with the scratching. 2, 4, 5, and 6.
Now, Libby, what do you like there today? Any standouts?
I'm going to give it to Decor. I think she gets a good opportunity. Now, this is a theory, that I was querying whether she's going to go on a good track versus a heavy track. So today is going to be a fairly significant day for her. We're going to find out if she's a duck or if she's going to improve. So Dayco, I'm giving it to her. I'm going to trust that she's going to improve. And then some nice value offered to LBD and races.
All right, terrific, Libby. Look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
Thank you, Cozy.
Thanks, Libby. Libby Hopwood at 20 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is the best way to get all the news around Sydney's Autumn Carnival. Hear from all the newsmakers, trainers and jockeys of the potential stars of autumn. Racing HQ's News Hour, back Tuesday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Tabs, Who Are You Backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Monday for Adelaide Cup Day, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-4 at Morfordville, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1-4 at Morfordville. Well played. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
TK and Lyle's from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Sky Sports Radio is geared up for Sydney's Autumn Carnival and the start of the NRL season.
Oh, I think they'll go right this year. I don't think they'll make the eight.
Sunday to Friday mornings, hear from the likes of Kevin Walters, Damien Cook, Aaron Woods, James Maloney and Peter Peters. True newsmakers in NRL. You'll get daily Tab market updates and the opinions of Laurie Daly, Terry Kennedy and Jimmy Smith. Wake up to sport and racing every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Rise up and witness the sport of Queens on Chandonnay Ladies' Day this Saturday at Rosehill Gardens. Celebrate the launch of the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival with a sensational day of award-winning hospitality, entertainment and world-class racing, highlighted by the $600,000 Group 1 Coolmore Classic. Rise up to Chandonnay Ladies' Day this Saturday at Rosehill Gardens. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio, and always great to catch up with Gary Moore. He's got a couple of runners today at Hawkesbury. Morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. You get a nice little winner the other day. Classic Jade finally broke through for you at Goulburn.
He was very impressive.
Yeah.
Hopefully can continue on into today and have two winners today would be great.
Is he just one of those horses who's been a bit of a late maturer?
He has. I mean, when he ran poorly at Canterbury, he had a bout of mucus in his trachea, and so we fixed that up, and he's come back. And he was very unlucky at Wyong on his start previous to that. So we went into the race with high hopes of him winning.
Mm. Now, today you've got a nice say, you think, Gelding going around the first over the 2100, and it looks like he's been screaming out for a brilliant mind.
He's been a bookie's dream up to now, but hopefully the fans can get something back today. He's trained on well. He worked very well last week, over 6 furlongs, and he's going to strip a lot fitter today. Looks bright in the coat, and I think this is his race, John.
He's been stepping up, Gary. Has he just been looking out for further, do you think?
Well, you know, we always have these inspirations of running in a race like the Derby. I don't know if he'd get that far, but that's where we're heading. I'm stepping him up in trip to be able to run in some of the feature races over ground.
Gee, he's well bred.
Yeah, don't forget he's a three-quarter brother to Chris's mare who won the Queensland Oaks last year. Young Star,
Unforgot.
Is it?
All right.
Young Star, is it?
Yep, yeah, Young Star, yep.
Yeah, well, he's a three-quarter brother to her, so he should be able to run the trip out today.
Yeah, she's beautiful. You're better just looking here now, but so you think out of a Dane Hill mare. So, yep,
but
he's a ripper.
Another one down here at the Adelaide Magic Minden sale.
Ah, is that where you are at the moment?
Yes, I'm down here for the sale, so I won't be missing today.
All right. So, what have you eyed off down at the sale? Have you spotted anything?
Yes, I've got about 20 on the second looks today, and I'll go out to the races, of course. Great meeting, and hopefully we can come away with maybe a nice filly and. And a nice colt to bring home to Sydney.
What takes your eye first, Gary, the page or the physical attributes?
Well, if you listen to David Chesh, he said he's going to take the catalogue off me soon. See how I go without the catalogue. I mean, definitely we look at the pedigree, but probably on type down here. And we've been lucky. We've bought two nice horses out of here prior with All Too Ho Ying. We bought him out of the sale, and I bought a very, very good horse. By Good Journey, who ended up in Macau. He was a superstar there, especially on the dirt, who got an invitation to Dubai, but he wasn't quite ready to go, so he didn't make it. But he won over $1 million, so it's been a lucky sale for me.
Mm. Yeah, they often put a fair horse out of there. I suppose you've got to look at the page, you get a bit nervous when you see 10 foals, 5 race, 2 winners, don't you?
You do, but people have bought on type out of Melbourne recently, so we've got to follow the trend, I suppose.
Now, speaking of beautiful breeding, Bonanova's Dream, but each choice had a Bonanova, and it's back after let up. It's had two nice trials. You got it in the third today, and you got a run.
Fabulous pedigree. Very grateful to the Hutchins family for giving me such a beautiful filly to train. Her two trials have been excellent. She's just been very immature. That's why we've waited on her. And I think she'll run very close to the money today. She looks in great shape and got a very good jockey in the saddle.
Yeah, well, the only run she had was back in October at Wyong, and she showed pace that day. She was up handy.
Slightly unlucky. Missed the start. Drove her a little too close to the lead and didn't finish the race off. But spelled well and looks a lot stronger this time around.
All right. Now, the ones today, can you separate them?
I'll go Brilliant Mind to win. And... Bonanova's Dream could be very close to the money.
All right, Trev, you could finish up with another double.
It would be really exciting running into the big meeting coming up, I'll tell you.
It would be going to the sales as well. You'll open the wallet and then let the moths out, won't you?
We sure are. We're sure going to have a go anyway.
That's it. Go hard or go home. Good on you, Gary. Good luck today.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for
you too. Thanks, mate. All the best. Gary Moore. Always wonderful to catch up with him. He's at the Adelaide sales today. It's a big day there at Morphettville. They got the Adelaide Cup on. And the sales, I'm not sure they started yesterday or not, but every now and then you sneak one out of there that goes all right. It's 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio talks harness racing every Tuesday morning. Hear from the newsmakers, trainers, drivers and club officials throughout the state. On the pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Friday nights have come alive at Winnie Park with the brand new Friday Night Lightning Series. The Big Dash of the Dogs will feature the fastest greyhounds around, whilst we party at the park with Sydney's coolest DJs. Grab your mates and get down to the Dogs at Wentworth Park this Friday from 5 p.m. and ride the mechanical bull, belt out the national anthem, and take a splash in the Lightning hot tub. Friday Night Lightning is the hottest ticket in town. Entry is just $5 at the gate. This is an event you don't want to miss. Head to the Friday Night Lightning Facebook page for more info, and we'll see you at the Dogs.
Race into autumn with two massive race days at Muswellbrook. Sunday, March 24 is Country Championships Wildcard Day. Catch all the action as horses vie for the final two spots in the Country Championships final. Then, one of the Upper Hunter's premier social events this autumn, the Muswellbrook Workers Club Muswellbrook Gold Cup on Friday, March 29. There'll be colts galore and fillies to adore. Get your tickets now at musclebrookraceclub.com.au.
Supercoach NRL is back. Take on your mates in the ultimate test of footy knowledge and compete to win 50 grand plus weekly cash prizes. Season starts March 14, so round up your mates and register your team at supercoach.com.au. Conditions apply.
Now, 10:30, let's update the latest news and sport with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cosy. Well, Australia has produced their highest successful one-day run chase to down India by 4 wickets. In the fourth game of the series, India's batsmen set the visitors a mammoth target, but the Aussies reached the mark with 13 balls to spare. The home side piled on 193 runs from the opening stand, with Pat Cummins' first one-day 5-wicket haul restricting the damage to 9 for 358, with the Aussies looking gone at 2 for 12, but Peter Hanscom led the fight back with his maiden one-day international ton before Ashton Turner steered them home with 84 not out. The NRL's new stand-down policy will be fast-tracked today to stop Jack DeBelland playing for the Dragons. League bosses will finalise the new law approved by the Commission Board, with DeBelland due to return to the federal court on Thursday. Paul Gallen has said he'll walk out on the Sharks and Rugby League as well if Cronulla's 2016 Premiership was ever stripped of salary cap issues. And the NRL is very confident the SCG's surface won't prove an issue for Friday's round one blockbuster between the Roosters and South Sydney. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Today's form guide is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every moment of this year's provincial championship.
Serene Miss has won the Gosford Heat.
Saturday afternoon, we're off to the Central Coast for the Gosford Qualifier. Tip Saturday morning at 9:45 on Sky Sports Radio.
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Monday for Adelaide Cup Day, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-4 at Morfordville, does TAB give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1-4 at Morfordville. Well played. Who are you backing? TAB.
Includes SANWA residents. TAB account fixed odds win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
28-11, we're going to see what's happening in the greyhound world this week. John Branch, good morning.
Good morning to you.